Hello, this is Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. My name is Chanel, and I'm glad you're here. Today's story is perfect for when you're in the car or sitting somewhere where you can't move around a lot. Today we won't have any movements in our story, just sitting, breathing, and imagining. So let's go. You're probably already sitting, so we're off to a good start. Make any adjustments needed to your body to make sure you're super comfortable. Close your eyes and breathe. As always, let's start with the calm down countdown. This is something you can try on your own when you're feeling upset. Just put yourself on pause, breathe, and count down from 10, like this. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Shinrin-yoku is a Japanese word that means forest bathing. What is forest bathing, you may be thinking right now? Well, it's just what it sounds like. Being in the forest, being close to nature. Using all your senses to experience nature, just like you're bathing in it. Shinrin-yoku is becoming more and more known, and there have even been doctors and scientists that have studied forest bathing and how it can help us relieve stress and become more calm. Since we're not in a real forest right now, let's use our imaginations to take a walk through a forest in our mind. Keeping your eyes closed, let's pretend to use our sense of sight. Start imagining trees all around you. Big, tall oaks. Beautiful, white-barked birches. Sweet-smelling pines. What color are the trees? You might be imagining full, lush spring greenery. Or maybe the reds, oranges, and golds of autumn. Maybe the only green is the evergreen trees, and the branches of the other trees are dusted with white, powdery snow. Keep that picture of your special forest in your mind. Now let's picture ourselves moving forwards into the forest. What else do you see? Use your imagination to fill in the other things in your forest. You get to decide the colors, the textures, how it all looks. There's no right or wrong answer here. It's your forest. Now let's stop for a breather here. We're going to use our sense of smell now. Take a deep breath in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. Another breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. One more time. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Good. Pretend now that you're breathing in the natural earthy smells of the forest. What does it smell like? Okay, let's keep moving through our forest. Watch for that dip in the path. Think about what you're seeing and passing as you make your way along through the trees. See that tree in front of you? Pretend to reach out now and touch the trunk of that tree. What does it feel like? Now let's crouch down and press our hand on the green mossy roots that reach into the earth. Imagine how that might feel against your hand. Let's keep going further into the forest. Keep imagining the sights, the sounds, and the smells. Now, for the sense of taste, I have to say, there are many things in the forest that we cannot eat because they can make us sick. So next time you're out in the woods, the real woods, please check with a grown-up first. But for now, let's pretend we stumbled upon a strawberry plant. Look at those round green leaves and plump red berries. Yummy! Imagine yourself picking out the reddest, juiciest, biggest strawberry. Hold it in your hand for a second. Imagine how it looks right now. Every detail to the teeny yellow seeds and the green fuzzy stem. Imagine how sweet it smells. Now take a bite. Imagine how it feels as you bite into that juicy strawberry. We're almost out of the woods now. I can see a clearing up ahead. We're already sitting, so let's pretend that we're sitting on the grass right now. Keep your eyes closed. Feel the grass and the ground under you. Straighten your back. Gently roll your shoulders back. Pretend there's a golden thread attached to the top of your head, and someone is gently tugging it upwards toward the sky. Keep that posture and breathe. The last sense we're going to explore is sound. Imagine what you might hear in a forest. What types of animals would you hear as they go about their business around you? There's a good breeze right now rushing past us. What sounds does it leave in its wake? Now, let's listen for the real sounds around us, right here, in this car, or in this classroom, or at your home. Outside? You're no longer in the forest. You're right where you are. What do you hear right now? What do you smell? Open your eyes. What do you see? Well done. I hope you're able to visit a real forest soon. And if you aren't near a forest, even just being outside with a bit of grass, a tree or two, and the blue sky overhead can help you calm down as you play and hang out there. Really, give it a try. I want to end this story with a beautiful quote by Reginald Holmes. Here it is. "The earth has its music for those who will listen." Thank you for listening today. And until next time, peace out and peace within. The Peace Out podcast is part of Bedtime FM, an independent podcast network founded by Rob Griffiths. Today's story was written and narrated by Chanel Sang. Sound and editing by Rob Griffiths. You can listen to past Peace Out episodes at bedtime.fm/peaceout or on your podcast app. If you're looking for fun stories to listen to, check out the Storytime podcast at bedtime.fm/storytime. Or on any podcast app. If you liked what you hear, please leave us a review on iTunes to help other parents and teachers find our podcast and encourage mindfulness and peace in their children too. Thanks again.